This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is your state prepared for a major disaster? 26 of them failing grades or on academic probation of some kind. We'll get to that in a little while. And what does it even mean to be prepared for a major disaster? Man, they might be wrong on that, too. We'll get there. This hour, if you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355, or leave a message even when we're not on the air. And you can go to robertscottbell.com and submit your questions. We do have a question of the day a little bit later that prompted some of the outrage from people who don't get the Robert Scott Bell Show. They don't get it. Why is this guy saying anything? How dare he speak up?
I gotta bring something up here real quick.
Sure.
You know, we ended the hour talking about AC/DC, right?
Yes, we weren't sure if they were in the hall yet, right?
You posed the question, is AC/DC in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The answer is yes. They were inducted in 2003. And so I was scrolling down, looking at some of the other people that have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And now I've got a problem.
Why?
In 2011,
mm-hmm. Neil Diamond is in
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You're just upset that Barry Manilow hasn't been inducted. Come on, dude.
Neil Diamond
rocked as a youth, man.
What?
Come on, Cherry, Solitary Man. I mean, you know, the Monkees, of course, they're not hard rock, but.
Sweet Caroline.
Okay, that's not the hardest rock in Neil Diamond song, I will acknowledge. He's written some classical. But, yeah, my gosh, he deserves to be in the hall. He's written stuff for so many artists that have covered his
tunes. Now I've seen it all. Okay.
Even Elvis Presley covered Sweet Caroline. Did you know that?
Anyway.
You didn't know that, did you? All right, AC/DC's in the hall, but they're going to have to be revoked now because of the study showing that they have a negative effect on male gaming. And it's like men that are into him, right? And there's some women that are into AC/DC, too, of course, headbanging. But, fine motor skills, they do not induce fineness, so to speak. All right, this hour also we've got, the 13 biggest discoveries in nutrition. I don't know who comes up with these headlines. This one's on Fox News. Anthea Levy published this just today. By the way, the light's coming back in the northern hemisphere, I think, starting tomorrow. We're at the last day of fall, first day of winter up here. They call it the winter solstice. And, of course, it's going to get colder, but the days are going to get longer. And so the light is returning. Now, what are the 13 biggest nutrition discoveries, according to this article, in the year 2016? First one, wrong answer.
Off to a bad start,
right from the get-go, right from the word go. It's confirmed saturated fat really is bad.
Huh?
Right. Now, so they start the sentence here. Butter lovers went bananas when science momentarily, right, a momentary lapse of reason, said that saturated fats are healthier than they've been made out to be. Update, they aren't. Wrong answer, Fox News or whoever you are. And, of course, they go to the British Medical Journal, that talks about a reduction in saturated fats lowering your risk of coronary disease. But, my friends, they do not at all make distinction between the quality of saturated fats. The fats that are coming from factory farmed animals are loaded with heavy metals, pesticide residues, antibiotic residues, maybe growth hormone synthetics, right? All these patented medicines coming in through these animals. That is not healthy fat. But you've got healthy fats that are being consumed by Eskimos in the northern climes of Alaska, eating whale blubber if they still are allowed to do that. You want to talk saturated fat and no coronary artery disease? I'm sorry. You cannot argue that saturated fat is a cause of heart disease. It isn't. Heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, pro-inflammatory toxins cause heart disease. Start the inflammatory cascade, necessitating the patching and repairing by your own body's innate response systems, utilizing cholesterol to keep you alive long enough to have a heart attack. Shut up with the saturated fat being evil. It is not. Of course, coconut oil, one of my favorite sources of saturated fat as well. But yes, we slather on the organic butter, and we cook with ghee. We don't heat vegetable oils. We don't even heat olive oil. We use olive oil raw. Okay? And that leads us to their next discovery, since the first one was so bad. Some fats keep you slim. They really don't want to commit to this fat being good for you, Super Don. Can you see that? In parentheses. We're not going to, you know what? Yeah, we don't want to get behind fat altogether. Research from the University of Barcelona in Spain found that eating the right type of fat could help you keep a healthy weight. Well, duh. You need fat for metabolic functions. You need fat to burn things. You need fat for a lot of good things, including the production of your vital hormones that keep you young and alive. In this study, they said the olive oil eaters lost the most weight over the course of a five-year study. Now, if they would start looking at quality of fats, they would find that people eating saturated fats will also keep a healthy weight and even lose weight, because fat does not make you fat. Toxic fat can make you fat. A Japanese diet is advised, according to the top 16 discoveries, or 13, I apologize, 13 discoveries of 2016 for nutrition. Everybody should eat all-you-can-eat sushi, according to the BMJ.
Mmm. I like sushi.
What? I know. Wrong answer, huh? No, come on. Listen, we have to put a caveat on that. Because there is the issue of mercury in certain tunas, right? Especially the higher up you go in the food chain in the ocean, the more mercury it bioaccumulates and the more you'll eat. And, of course, we are at risk now with the reach of the ionizing radiation from Fukushima and the Pacific coast of even North America. So I put a caveat on that. Make sure you're getting adequate selenium intake. Along with, yes, I know the seafood does have selenium as well. That's why it can counteract some of the mercury. But it said they have a 15% lower mortality rate than their peers who didn't adhere to a strictly classic Japanese diet. Yeah, with the quality, not the pesticide-laden modern version. Pulses keep the pounds off. I got berated by my wife because I didn't know about these pulses, the name, what a pulse was. Right? Remember when we had that a few weeks back? Like beans and legumes, that kind of thing. You remember that?
I remember that. I had to look it up, too, so it's, don't feel bad.
Peas, lentils, chickpeas, and beans. Right? Say, that's good. Okay, I got no problem with that. Pulse is good. Carbs could be linked to some cancers. That's not new news. It may be new news for the mainstream media. But when you're on a high glycemic diet, refined carbohydrates, guess what, folks? Cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. You can't say that, Robert Scott Bell. You're not a doctor. Here it is. Like, read the science report on the science. How dare you? Actually, you're feeding the cancer. The cancer cells are going to gobble up the refined carbs that you're feeding it. That's why the worst thing you could do for a cancer victim, if you can call them that, is to give them Pediasure or whatever it is that they make them drink, pure corn syrup. Oh, but you want them to die of cachexia, Robert. No, I don't. I want them smoking cannabis so that they'll eat healthy foods with healthy fats, not highly effed up corn syrup from Monsanto because it's genetically engineered and, you know, spike in your insulin if you have any left. Carbs, yes, contributing to cancer. That doesn't mean don't eat any carbs, but when you eat carbs, please make them whole and complete, not the refined carbs. That's a different thing. You should watch what you eat literally. Now, was this ever a moment of duh, this one, Super Don? This looks like a moment of duh we covered before.
You mean you should actually look at what you eat?
Yeah. In other words, if you have refined packaged foods and sugary drinks on your kitchen counters, you're likely to weigh up to 26 pounds more than those who don't have refined sugary boxes and treats on their kitchen counters.
Yeah, this is kind of obvious. I mean, if you have the food on your counter, you're probably going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of that story we covered where it said that if you want to lose weight, put all of the junk food out of reach of your recliner.
Right. Because you're not going to get up and get it, right?
Right.
It's not connected to the clicker. Oh, my gosh. This one, what is this? Honey has a hitch. Journal of Nutrition says it might still have a glycemic impact that is bad for you. But they're trying to say it's as bad as white cane sugar and high
same thing as sugar. Yeah, you know, it's that theory out there. The sugar is sugar. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Yeah. It's all the same.
Dude, if you refine the minerals out of it, yeah, it's problematic. But as I've said, and how dare I for saying this, God had it in its infinite wisdom put a lot of chromium in the sugar cane for a reason, because it helps us to transport the sugar molecules into and out of the cells safely.
Well, and honey, dude, honey is more than just something sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other aspects to, you know, the antibacterial,
yes,
antibiotic quality of sugar is something that far outweighs, you know, what they're talking about.
Right, but we are not advocating highly refined sugars at this point. But honey, if it's real, and of course, a lot of honey you find is basically cut with stuff from China, so you got to be careful. Nuts, go ahead, eat them. Yep, I had some nuts today. Oh, eat more insects. This is great. Now, this is actually good because they're very nutrient-dense, protein-containing, and they say it offers more nutrients than a steak, but I'll hazard a guess that unless the zombie apocalypse arrives, you're not going to be trading in your steak in America for insects anytime soon.
Grasshoppers, no. Right. I'll stick with the steak, thank you.
Right, but they're very high in calcium, zinc, copper, magnesium, for instance, and a sirloin. You don't actually have to drink 8 glasses of water a day. No, you have to determine what your needs are based on your size, your activity levels, how much water you're losing, for instance. But staying hydrated is very important, and it cannot be overemphasized. And if you're drinking a lot of water, you can sprinkle some sea salt or Celtic salt in there to keep the mineral balance. But they say be even more sparing with the salt. They don't want you to have salt, so this is a lie as well. But they don't differentiate between refined sodium chloride table salt and salt that contains 74 to 84 trace minerals. Finally, eat more plant protein to live longer. Moment of duh. And the finale, wrong answer, Hans. The danger of dietary supplements are real. Okay, yes, it's true. You can eat some bad dietary supplements to excess. I agree. We've never disagreed with that. But most of them are pretty benign. But if you go on, let's say, high concentrations of caffeine in a dietary supplement pill, you're a numbnut and I can't help you. All right, folks, when we come back, health emergencies in the States and studies discredited relating to sugar.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The tobacco industry playbook. Is it still in play? Well, maybe not related to tobacco, but certainly the manufacturers of Chantix are playing it by making up their own science to get the FDA to remove a black box warning label on its drug so it can sell for billions. And there are other things that go on in the corporate United States of America and have been going on for a long time. Back in the 1960s, you know that the sugar industry paid scientists to cast doubt on the link between sugar and heart disease. And then what do they do? They transitioned. Again, this goes back to the opening of this hour. The 13 biggest nutrition discoveries of 2016, and a bunch of them were bunk, relating back to the made-up science of the 1960s. They switched it from sugar, and they tried to say, oh, no, it's saturated fat. That's the real problem. That's what you really have to avoid, not the refined sugar. And so we're seeing this play out even today. Headline in the New York Times, study tied to food industry tries to discredit sugar guidelines. Am I reading this right?
That's about as far as you really need to go right there.
That's it right there. Am I reading this right? They're putting on science to say it's not the sugar, it's not the sugar. They're doing the same thing they've been doing for 50-plus years. And it's embedded into the DNA of everyone in America. And I don't mean just medical doctors. Because you could go to naturopaths now that have medical training, and they'll still try to help you lower your cholesterol levels. Freaking idiots. Read the science. It's not the fat. At least it's not the healthy fat, the healthy version of fat, but it's not saturated fat. Again, this was a play by the sugar industry to sell you crack sugar by removing all of the minerals, profiting off of the expensive minerals that they could sell to industry, particularly chromium in this case, and then leaving you with a toxic, dangerous, addictive substance. Some have argued as addictive or more addictive
than heroin. And I would argue, and I don't think anybody could beat me in this argument, not you want to take me on in this, but there are more people addicted to sugar than heroin. It's not even a close contest. Tell me I'm wrong, Super Don.
You're not wrong, sorry.
No, it's not even a close contest. So, the industry-funded review trying to figure this out, are they still trying to pretend that they're above board? Oh, yeah, we might be the sugar industry, but no, this is real science here. Don't restrict the sodas. Don't start replacing sodas with milk, for instance. Not that the milk will be much better because it'll be factory farm milk, hydrogenated and pasteurized. But, it's a mess. You're going to the government agencies. They're sanctioning what you could eat and should eat. Everything in the middle part of a grocery store, you want to stay away from. The only thing edible is on the outer edges. You've heard that before. Even then, it's questionable. If it's not clean and organic and ideally local, but even if it's local and loaded with pesticides, it's not great shakes better. But if the milk isn't raw, it's not real. You get it from a factory farm, marginally better, if that, than sodas. And remember at the health basket this weekend, I lectured and a mom brought in her two homeschool kids, and mom was saying, how do I get them to not drink soda, right? And I'm like, tell them, as they're standing right in front of me, that you can remove paint from your car with it. You can clean your toilet with it. You don't want to drink it. But if you want to treat every once in a while, the health food stores do carry organic carbonated beverages, some of them sweetened with stevia. Those are options. So, as you're pulling off of your soda addiction. I know I was raised on soda, on Coca-Cola. I went to Coca-Cola University. I know the addiction well. When I was coming off of it for at least a year or two after, I could taste it. If I smelled it, I craved it. Don't tell me sugar's not addictive and whatever else they put in those sodas. Super D, have you ever had to come off of the sodas, or are you never a soda drinker like me?
I've never really had an issue with it. I can more or less take it or leave it.
Okay. I grew up on it. It was like 6-packs, 12-packs, aluminum cans, glass bottles, all of that stuff. Grew up on it. But I know from what I speak, it's what I experience. FDA, in the meantime, promising new labeling rules that require food companies to disclose added sugars. Six local governments approved taxes on soft drinks. Sin taxes. Alcohol, tobacco, and soft drinks. Right? Don't tell me taxes don't alter your behavior. That's behavior control. Social engineering through the tax code. I want freedom, but I'd like people to know the truth that they're being scammed by government agencies that are buying into peer-reviewed papers funded by the industries that are profiting off of your ignorance that refined sugars are as dangerous as crack and as addictive as heroin, maybe more so. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, unapproved by any government agency, just the way we like it. If you can't handle it, listen to something else, right? You don't have permission to listen to this show. Actually, you don't need permission. Who am I kidding? All right, health emergencies in the states. Are they ready? And a question of the day next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, the lead story today, when we talk about Chantix and warnings and black boxes, you know, you can quit smoking, but the first thing, and Super Don, you talk about this with the audience too, you've got to want it. You've got to want it. There's nothing you can do if you don't want it in terms of quitting smoking. But Chantix, do you want to risk your life? Do you want to risk suicide and ideations and tendencies, much like a lot of the psychiatric drugs? That's your choice, but dude, don't, because they're pulling the black box warning label off of it, that means more doctors are going to be pushing it. And the drug has not changed. It's just the paid for science has convinced the Fear and Death Administration to remove the black box so you'll take Chantix to quit smoking. There's so many other better ways to go, I'm telling you. But first you got to want it, and then open yourselves up to the gifts of healing, because they'll be the pouring your way if you remain open to it. All right, Super D, anything you want to add on that? I know that's a subject that's you're passionate about as well.
Yeah, I mean it's just common sense. I mean, it doesn't even matter if you're talking about quitting smoking or you're trying to find a new job or I mean, anything that you're doing in life, I mean, you got to want it first. Yeah. You know, you can go through the motions, but it's not going to work until it's something you genuinely want. And so it's like anything else, you know, you just got to put the work into it to get the result.
You know what I want? Well, to go to Davenport, Iowa on January 7th. No, that wouldn't
you're
be a normal
gonna
one.
You're going to freeze.
I'm going to be layered up. I'm probably going to be wearing women's undergarments. No, I didn't say that. I don't know. Something
pantaloons?
Me,
are you going to wear your pantaloons?
Something that keeps my legs warm because I don't have a lot of insulation. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But, yeah, the Integrative Lifestyle Forum with the Mandala Integrative Medicine Group, January 7th. We had Dr. Syed Shah, and we had Alexandra Jameson, Dr. Joni Abbott. We've talked about it on the air. Go back and listen to some of the archives at SoundCloud or GCN. And January 7th is going to be big time. Big time. We're going to have a good time integrating some good stuff there. And let's see. With that, let's go to emergency, emergency. 26 states in the District of Columbia get poor grades on health emergency readiness. What are they talking about? Pray tell at CNN now, right? The fake news channel, CNN. On average, it starts one new contagious disease has emerged each year for the past 30 years. Really?
You know what? And when I first saw that, I was kind of like, oh, yeah. Hey, why don't you just highlight the fact that, you know, we've been looking at least one major fake news story for every year for the last 30 years, right?
You know, that's it, right, then and there. Like, throughout the history of the planet, we've had 30 new diseases in the last 30 years. Really, CNN? That's what you're reporting? This must be a press release from the Centers for Disease Creation. No, this is according to a report from Trust for America's Health issued Tuesday. What the hell is Trust for America's Health, and how much pharmaceutical money are they taking? How much vaccine money are they taking, right? The grades that they give out are based on what? Well, bottom line is we need more taxpayer funding. Trump is going to be the death of us all because you know he's all about cutting taxes, and we just don't have enough money to counteract the 30 new diseases for the last 30 years, and 31 counting next year because they'll make something else up. Zika hasn't flown well enough, so they'll find something else. It'll be a Zika-Dengue combination. They'll call it ZD. You have ZD. I'm telling you, that's what it's going to be. A new scourge. ZD. Zika-Dengue. This is what we're dealing with here. The mainstream medical mafia controlling the mainstream media, giving you information that would not pass muster in a third-grade classroom if you really picked it apart. But it's an agenda. It's an agenda. And their agenda is what? Vaccinating everybody for everything all of the time. Bird flu, seasonal flu, despite the fact that it never tends to work, and it tends to be the worst in terms of adverse event reporting and compensation through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, the court, the kangaroo and constitutional court that's going on. Read this. It reads like a vaccine commercial. Then there's a headline, a subheadline that says, pandemics and bio error. That's the first true thing they said. And they didn't say bioterror. They said bio error. I think the more I read this, Superdon, I wasn't sure if they created a new word. And you were thinking it was a typo. I think it was a typo, but it's one of those Freudian slips. Bio error. They are absolutely making errors all over the place. And they're saying we need more biosurveillance, right? How do we get Homeland Security involved on this? How do we get your cell phones involved? We've already talked about the Google flu over the years, how they're tracking flu by how many search for flu as a term, and then they say that's where the flu is. This is nothing to do with preparedness. I'm just trying to find legitimate preparedness here, Super Don. I'm not seeing it. Am I missing something?
No, it all revolves around having a central bureaucracy is what they're shooting for here. They're saying there's too many chiefs, not enough Indians. So they want a central bureaucracy to be in control of all of the vaccine response and everything that's going on in the event, the next pandemic of the year comes out, right?
Yeah. What about antibiotic resistance?
Antibiotic resistance is one of them.
Yeah. What are they doing? More money. Send us more money for more antibiotics.
We need to respond and vaccination. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's those three things.
Not impressed, folks. Not impressed at all. And you shouldn't be either. Bio error. They're making bio errors everywhere you look.
You know, this is the mainstream media reporting on mainstream medical mafia news. Unedited. Except for the bio error, which we're glad they didn't edit, because it's an admission of guilt right then and there.
And it's interesting. We covered a story a few days ago about they discovered that it was like around half of the people in some certain states had gotten the flu shot. And we were kind of like, oh, well, you know, our angle on it was, well, look, the damn thing doesn't work. You know, I mean, when you just update, CDC just updated their flu data, flu shot data, to try and reassure everybody that the flu shot's a really great thing to get by letting everybody know that it was 19% effective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just looking at each other like, yeah, is that supposed to be good news or something? And so these guys here, they're saying, well, the reason that these people aren't getting the flu shot is because of, ready for this, dwindling resources.
Right. We don't have enough money to propagandize the remaining people that still would believe it enough to take it. Right? No, they're losing. They're losing on all fronts. Again, the evidence is right there. Trump got elected despite all the obstacles. It tells me the shift is on, the consciousness. I'm not saying, again, you know, this is a show not about political saviors. We don't believe that there is such a thing as a political savior. But the fact that the nation went after it, despite everything the mainstream media threw at him and against anybody who would support him, tells me they've had it. They're fed up enough. And you medical doctors with degrees and licenses, you better come on over where the water is warmer and cleaner and less toxic. If not, people are going to be leaving in droves, especially when they repeal Obamacare, or at the very least curtail the automatic penalty should you not participate. Because they don't want to go to you. If you're not open to what we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, your patients are going elsewhere. And there's no amount of screaming and crying and stomping your feet and looking for safe spaces. By the way, there are no safe spaces when you're doling out FDA-approved drugs. That's by definition an unsafe space. So, with that, we'll switch gears and we'll respond to you, our loyal and loving listeners, and your questions.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, a question of the day today comes from Tom. He says, Robert. Oh, Super Don, he didn't say Dr. Robert. Uh-oh, should we answer him?
Are you requesting?
Not at all. No, okay. Like I said, I don't want a title of nobility. I'm not interested. I'm just making fun. I'm teasing. I tease. Kid, because I love. I've been doing Sovereign Silver at 2 tablespoons 3 times a day before meals. Tom, my question, you don't mention the aloe, because I like it with the aloe to drive it into the gut, if that's your intention, right? He says, I've also been doing a morning daily Sovereign Silver enema with 25 milliliters of
what?
Sovereign Silver.
What?
Wait a second. Oh, stop the presses. When have I ever talked about Sovereign Silver enemas? I don't recall that. Do you?
I don't remember that.
Bought the enemas, yes. Did I tell you to do a... I don't remember saying that.
Is there an application for that?
Well, listen, when you study the properties of silver and silver ions, yeah, you could say, all right, I've got a problem in the colorectal region, right? We've talked about epithelial tissue recovery in burn care centers, wound care centers, epithelial tissue all throughout the alimentary canal, all the way to the planet Uranus and out of your body, okay? So if you want to deliver it there, that's fine. They can't tell you it's Sovereign Silver, but yeah, okay, Tom, it's okay. I just don't recall saying it, but I get it. I don't know what you're dealing with. Oh, he says, how long should I be doing this to kill off all the bad bacteria? What bad bacteria are you dealing with, Tom? Give me some more information. Is it a yeast issue? Which is fungal, or is it something else? How long? I can't answer that question for you, Tom. I don't know what you're dealing with.
There's some missing, yeah. You got to fill in the blanks.
Information. Yeah. Also, I have been using, or I will be using, SBO probiotics under the Axe brand, or can you recommend something better? Well, you know, I've been using Dr. O'Hara's for many years. I love it. It comes with its own prebiotics, so it's a complete repopulation agenda from a probiotic standpoint. But, you know, listen, I haven't spoken ill of many probiotics over the years because they're basically, you know, there's some nuances to each one, but they're basically putting some good guys back in there. But the question is your gut ecology, right, the flora fauna, right? We're talking fauna now. Has your epithelial lining been repaired enough that it has the villi back and you're not leaking, right, leaky gut and other things, or you have a hospitable place where you're putting the good guys back in? So how much of the probiotic should I be using daily? Well, it depends on the probiotic. And, you know, as I've talked about the Silver Aloe Protocol, you're doing probiotic replenishment at night because you're cleansing during the day. And when you're done with that protocol, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, six or eight, depending on your severity starting point, probiotics will come in more aggressively when you're done with the protocol during the day as well. Because the real goal, even though you're talking about wiping out dysbiotic microorganisms and yeast, the real goal is healing of the epithelial integrity of the gut, the lining itself, the epithelium. I know, it's just horrible of me to want you to strengthen the integrity of your connective tissue in the alimentary canal, right? Because I'm not a medical doctor. Yeah, I know. Listen, I was the only homeopath to lecture at the oldest research university, naturopathic medical university in the country. The only homeopath to lecture among all other naturopaths at the GI conference. I was the only one presenting that didn't use pharmaceutical FDA-approved medical drugs in the protocol for recovery. What does that tell you about the Flexner Report of 1910 and how it has even impacted naturopathic medical school? All right, I'll leave it for you to decide. All right, when we come back, marriage, licensing, religion. Okay, yeah, I know it's Christmas spirit time, so let's talk about freedom of religion when we come back as it interacts with government. Stand by.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, tomorrow we got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, as we do every hump day, heading into the Christmas weekend here. And let's see, what else we got going on? Oh, yeah, every CBD product, we want you to remind you to get that. CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com, 15% off with the code RSB15. You hear once in a while from Ian and Activation Products. Our favorite Oceans Alive, Marine Phytoplankton, and the Ease Magnesium, as well as a lot of great seed oils. And RSB15 also gets you 15% off there. And one other RSB 15% off is coming through our new friends at True Align Body System. And I've been riding that every day. And it's just basically you set it up on a massage table or you can put it on the floor. Series of cushions set up by a doctor of chiropractic. Go to Caecilia.com. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And I'm walking straighter. I'm taller. I'm not kidding you. You know, the things you would normally have to get adjustment. You're doing it yourself. Or having someone help you lay down on it. It's very simple. You get 15% off RSB15. All the other supporters of the show, they're listed in the show notes. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Now, back to religion. We're all about the First Amendment, freedom of religion. In England, not so much. We'll get to both. But here in the United States, in Maine, a pagan minister who fought the government because he wanted to wear horns. He wanted to wear horns on his head for his Maine ID photo. Like, what? What? I mean, Maine is perfect. Isn't that the home of Stephen King? Right?
Maine?
Yeah, scary place, right? So he's a pagan minister. I don't know if that's an oxymoron or not. Don't take offense. I just don't know. But he wanted to wear his religious goat horns. And they finally, you know, backed down and said, okay, religious freedom, you get to wear your goat horns. I think it looks kind of silly. But it's not for me to decide if that's spiritual for you or not.
Listen, if you remember a while back, we covered a very similar type story of another religion called Pastafarianism.
But wasn't the Pastafarians, wasn't that in the United Kingdom? Pastafarians?
That may have been the United Kingdom. You're right. It was
offshoot of the Rastafarians with pasta and no cannabis, which is like a bummer. What's the point?
And that person, they won the right to get their driver's license.
with a
wearing the official head garb of the Pastafarianism, which is a colander.
A Marie colander.
Yes. Marie, no, just a colander.
No, colander dish. Anyway, yeah, so in England, they have some strange ability to have, we say hokey religions, right? Remember, that was the term they used in Star Wars when I was quoting Han Solo. Remember, hokey? I think he called it a hokey religion at one point.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But in the United Kingdom, we covered the fact that, I think it was a significant number of people in 2011, the census in the UK, Jediism, the Order of the Jedi.
That's right.
And they were granted religious status. 177,000 people declared themselves Jedi. And that's according to the BBC back in 2011. We covered that. The Temple of the Jedi's Order, right? So it's already been declared a religious order. And yet, the Charity Commission for England and Wales recently ruled that the Temple of the Jedi Order is not an official religion. So what's the difference? How can they have it both ways?
Well, I guess the Charity Commission doesn't recognize it as an official religion, according to them.
Well,
or as Yoda would say, Temple of the Jedi Order, an official religion? It is not.
That's good, man. Saved my voice for that. Thank you. They have nothing to do with Star Wars fan sites. They're not affiliated with George Lucas or Disney, but they're serious about their Jedi beliefs. And they're Texas-based, apparently, even though they're in the U.K. But I think you're right. This is a distinction. Not on one level, they're considered a religion, like the Pastafarians, but on another level, they're not a charitable organization. So what they're saying is you can't deduct a donation to the Order of the Jedi on your taxes. So that's the distinction being made here. I don't know about the pagan minister and wearing horns. Can he deduct them on his taxes? You know, when they say, oh, that was just not for a Halloween party, he says, no, this is what I wear to church every week. I just don't
know. You know, there are a lot of organizations out there that are recognized as charitable organizations. And I think, you know what, the Temple of the Jedi Order would be one I think might do well with a few charitable donations.
Well, they actually they do some charitable acts, too. They're not all bad compared to some things. And by the way, folks, if you don't believe in religious liberty, just wait until your religion is in the minority, and they'll take you out, too. So religious freedom is a very... It's the First Amendment, not the Second, Third, or Fourth. The First, for a reason. All right, folks, this is the place, Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty. My healing ministry online on the radio, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.